From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka, marking a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies. Edward Uranian reports Hasaka has become a flashpoint in the Syrian civil war.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasaka after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Afghan officials and insurgent sources say Taliban forces launched overnight and pre-dawn assaults on two districts in eastern and northern Afghanistan, capturing one of them. Critics say the recent security gains by Afghan forces across the country have been overshadowed by the Taliban's recent battlefield victories. The Taliban's steady advances in the poppy-growing province, which borders Pakistan, have come despite increased American airstrikes in the area. And a woman in the U.S. state of California has been sentenced to 50 months in prison for conspiring to export and cause the export of fighter jet engines, an unmanned aerial vehicle, and related technical data to China. Prosecutors say evidence shows the woman conspired with the man who was described